Happy Thursday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Thursday, June 18th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, how long will the Fed pretend to be hawkish? The short answer is 6 to 9 months tops. On net, the results of Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's task forces are likely to produce a dovish policy path over time, departing from the high conviction hawkish forward guidance outlined in the latest dot plot. In short, expect today's hawkish Fed to give way to a dovish Fed in 2 to 3 quarters based on Warsh's perhaps unintentional forward guidance of concrete policy proposals by year end. In terms of analytical nuance, here's how we currently view the outcome of each task force based on our deep understanding of the associated data and interconnected economic and geopolitical risks. Number one, communications. Fewer, more impactful Fed communications over time may inflate term premium in the bond market. Number two, regarding the balance sheet, a hawkish reduction from the current ample reserves framework will likely be accompanied by a dovish easing of bank regulation, with the net result that is likely only marginally hawkish from the perspective of financial stability. Number three, with regard to the data task force, timelier data will likely lead to a marginally dovish interpretation of the labor market. Number four, regarding the productivity and jobs task force, a marginally dovish interpretation of the labor market will boost estimates of productivity growth. And number five, regarding the inflation task force, the increased focus on real-time indicators from the private sector and trim mean measures will likely result in a marginally dovish interpretation of inflation. Regarding each of these task forces, it's worth highlighting the following. Number one, the current level of the 10-year Treasury term premium is 59 basis points according to the ACM model, which is well shy of the 188 basis point mean since prior to the GFC. This means the fair value of the 10-year nominal Treasury yield is roughly 5.75%. Yes, I said 5.75%. Number two, there is ample scope for the U.S. commercial banks to be financially repressed into supporting the marketable Treasury market. Their current share of 15% is effectively an all-time low and well shy of their peak 33% share in June 2003. Investors should expect the hot potato to be passed from the private non-bank sector's 58% share, up from 36% at year-end 2021, to the U.S. commercial banking sector in the coming years. Number three, the trailing three-year average QCEW benchmark revision in non-farm payrolls is minus 861,000 coming in 2025. Number four, historically more productivity growth equals lower inflation and more scope for the Fed to ease the policy rate by a statistically significant degree. And number five, Trueflation's headline and core PCE estimates have lagged their corresponding BEA statistics by an average of 24 basis points and 28 basis points, respectively, since 2023. The latest reading of the Dallas Fed trim mean PCE deflator is up only 2.3% year-over-year, dramatically underperforming the 3.3% year-over-year rate of core PCE. All told, we were as prescient as any firm on Global Wall Street to consistently highlight the risk of a surprisingly hawkish Fed pivot dating back to late January and increasingly so in recent months. While this too shall pass, investors should not assume that our long-term sanguine take on U.S. monetary policy means asset markets are currently de-risked from the perspective of the rising probability of a 1998-style severe correction followed by a V-bottom recovery over the medium term. Respect the X-axis. As always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community in the 42 Macro Dashboard. This one's titled, Shout Out to DD. Just wanted to give DD his flowers in regards to his June 12th leadoff morning note. I know it's early, but with SpaceX reporting looking to issue $20 billion in bonds, we may have seen that SpaceX hit its highs midweek. Not a bad call, my guy. So if you recall in our June 12th leadoff morning note, we titled the note, how many days do investors have, how many days do traders have, I forget the title, but it was basically how many days do traders have to make money in SpaceX? And we said approximately three, with an anticipation of this hawkish, quote unquote, surprisingly hawkish Fed pivot. It wasn't surprising to us. We had consistently highlighted three separate orthogonal vectors that were separate and apart from the Middle Eastern conflict with regards to the prospect for tighter Fed policy. Obviously, Not obviously, apparently it wasn't obvious, but we were at some dangerous thresholds from the perspective of the monetary the monetary cycle in terms of the amount of money being created in the economy. The policy, fiscal policy and monetary policy, when you think about the Fed monetization, were combining with dramatically eased bank lending in a way that was inflating upside risk to inflation as well. And then you also have this massive aggregate demand shock from AI CapEx. That is obviously impacting both the aggregate demand in the economy and also inflation statistics. And by the way, Apple just signaled today that they're going to be raising prices on iPads, Macs, Max Minis, and then ultimately your iPhone in the coming months as a function of this massive AI aggregate demand shock. So the Fed is right in our opinion to tighten monetary policy. It's the right thing to do, but ultimately we do believe this period of tighter monetary policy will ovultimately give way to a much more dovish Fed in about 2 to 3 quarters time. So investors, need to just prepare for that. Respect the X-axis. If Kiss and Dr. Mo tell you to take down risk, you start taking down risk. When they tell you to start taking back up risk, because I don't think we're at the end of this 42 macro paradigm C bull market, then you happily take back up risk, because I think this thing is going to giddy up at some point, but probably not from this starting point. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our macro minute for Thursday, June 18th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We won't catch you back here tomorrow. Tomorrow's Juneteenth, so we're going to be offline celebrating that wonderful holiday. So catch you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend. Cheers.
Disclaimer: 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro research content. 42 Macro research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.